impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
.906 I was just sent a piece of crap by a liberal, and I'm going to share it with you. Here's the headline, and listen carefully to the Talking Points memo headline. Baseball great Hank Aaron flooded with racist hate mail after defending Obama. Okay, that is the most disingenuous headline I think I've ever read. He didn't defend Obama. He called those who disagree with Obama racists. That's what he did. He said, if you're a Republican today, you're the same as the KKK back in the 40s and 50s. That's what Hank Aaron said. Now, that's the first lie in that headline. Here's the second lie. Baseball great Hank Aaron flooded with racist hate mail. Now, listen carefully. I'm going to read the entire story to you. The Atlanta Braves have been deluged with hate mail. You will note that doesn't say racist. With hate mail after baseball great Hank Aaron's recent comments about racism in America and President Obama's critics. According to USA Today, the Braves organization has received hundreds of letters, emails, and phone calls since Aaron made his comments a week ago. Hank Aaron is a scumbag piece of bleep, expletive racial slur, read an email from a man named Edward. Edward evidently used the racist epithet five times. One man called Aaron a racist scumbag, while another vowed to never attend another Braves game until Aaron is fired from the team's front office. A man named David said he plans to burn Aaron's autobiography. The outrage stems from an interview Aaron gave to USA Today last week, 40 years after he broke Babe Ruth's career home run record. Aaron said he still has the racist, threatening letters he received as he closed in on Ruth's milestone to serve as a reminder that things aren't too different from when he pursued the record. If you think that you're fooling yourself, Aaron said last week, a lot of things have happened in this country, but we have so far to go. There's a whole lot that has changed. When he shifted his attention on Obama, Aaron seemed to compare Republicans to the KKK. Seemed my butt. That's exactly what he did. We can talk about baseball, talk about politics. Sure, this country is a black president. But when you look at a black president, President Obama is left with his foot stuck in the mud from all of the Republicans with the way he's treated. They used to wear hoods. They now wear neckties and starched shirts. That's not seem to. Let's go back to the headline. Baseball great Hank Aaron flooded with racist hate mail after defending Obama. In that story, how many racist hate mails do they reference? I wonder how many people were paying attention. One. Now, I'm not saying there isn't more than one. There may be. As you read the story, though, the crux of it seems to be people outraged that they are being called racist by Hank Aaron. That seems to be the crux of the story. Again, I haven't seen all the emails. It would be interesting if USA Today is going to report this. How about you post online the emails, all of them, so we can get the full context and see how many are racist and see how many are people offended by Hank Aaron calling them a racist? And by the way, calling Hank Aaron a racist isn't a racist statement. Hank Aaron branded all conservatives as being Klansmen. That is a racist comment. That's the reality. I'll try to go back. I was just sent this. I'll try to go back and find the USA Today original reporting on this and see if they offer other racist email examples. This story offers a total of one. So one's a deluge now, huh? Well, what word are you going to use now that you've abused the word deluge? What word are you going to use when there really is a deluge? One. Again, just according to this story, I'm not saying they just receive one that's inherently racist, but the other ones they describe aren't. Not at all. Okay, that ended up being an impromptu pre-topic topic. Now on to the topic I wanted to discuss this half hour. This is the world that we live in, politically, is simply stunning these days. Let me start by pointing this out. For 40 years, actually going on August 9th, it's been exactly 40 years that the American left has used one moment in history to claim the moral high ground. That would be the resignation of Richard Nixon in disgrace after the Watergate scandal. What has happened since then is there is a template that the media uses. Republicans get embroiled in political scandals. Democrats just don't. More importantly, that template, because it's the Woodward Bernstein template, Republican scandals deserve media investigation. Democratic scandals don't. I use this in another example. Ever since the civil rights movement, the media template, whenever there's a race conflict, like the one I just described, the worldview that the media starts with is the assumption that the white is the bad person and the black or other minority is the good person in any racist conflict, or racial conflict, more accurately. That's the template. Because there was a time when that was largely true. They have not moved on from that time. It's the same thing with scandal. The media believes it is to explore, investigate, scrutinize Republican scandals or hint of scandal, which they should, but not Democrat scandals, which of course they also should. I put this another way. What happens if a bomb goes off and nobody hears it? There was a bombshell revelation reported yesterday in the Lois Lerner IRS scandal, and thus far it continues to get nothing more than what I would call peripheral reporting. The mainstream media has ignored this, and it is huge. Uncovered IRS emails show Lerner talked with DOJ, that would be the Department of Justice, about pursuing political groups. Newly uncovered emails show Lois Lerner, the key figure in the IRS scandal, writes FoxNews.com, was talking with the Justice Department about going after groups seeking tax-exempt status just days before she publicly acknowledged the agency was targeting Tea Party and other organizations. The emails obtained by Judicial Watch and first reported by townhall.com are another indication the targeting may have stretched deeper into the Obama administration. Recall, the initial offense was this was a couple of low-level goons in Cincinnati. And it ended right there. And of course, the media, being what they are, accepted that drivel. Were this a Republican scandal, my God, you would have every investigative team of every major newspaper in America digging into this. Instead, they became the anti-Woodward Bernstein. And they marginalized anyone. What they did is they aided the Obama administration in marginalizing anyone who would try to say this is a real scandal. Oh, Daryl Issa is witch hunting. Blah, blah, blah. Let's see. Lerner, the director of the agency's exempt organizations division before retiring last year and now faces the contempt of Congress charge, initially said the targeting was limited to agents working in the IRS's Cincinnati field office. However, a series of inspector general and congressional probes since the scandal broke last year appear to show the targeting of mostly conservative-leaning groups seeking tax-exempt status was orchestrated in Washington. In a May 2013 email, Lerner responded to a Justice Department inquiry, and now she responded. So the Justice Department actually reached out to her. She responded to a Justice Department inquiry about whether tax-exempt groups could be criminally prosecuted for lying about political activity. I got a call today from Richard Pilger, Director, Elections Crimes Branch at DOJ. Lerner reportedly wrote to the office of Stephen Miller, the agency's acting director at the time. He wanted to know who at IRS the DOJ folks could talk to about a Senator White House idea at the hearing that DOJ could piece together false statement cases. So in other words, a senator sicked the DOJ on this, and the DOJ reached out to the IRS. Lerner pieced together false statement cases about applicants who lied on their 1024s, saying they weren't planning on doing a political activity, then turning around and making large visible political expenditures. DOJ is feeling like it needs to respond, but wants to talk to the right folks at IRS to see whether there are impediments from our side and what, if any, damage this might do to IRS programs. I told him that sounded like we might need several folks from IRS. Nicole C. Flax, Miller's chief of staff, responded, I think we should do it. Also need to include Criminal Investigation Division, which we can help coordinate. Also need to reach out to FEC. Does it make sense to consider including them in this or keep it separate? House Republicans claimed after the emails were published that they were further proof of coordination among various agencies to target conservatives. The release of new documents underscores the political nature of IRS Tea Party targeting and the extent to which supposed apolitical officials took direction from elected Democrats, referring to Senator Whitehouse. House Oversight and Government Reform Committee Chairman Daryl Issa said in a statement, these emails are part of an overwhelming body of evidence that political pressure from prominent Democrats led to the targeting of Americans for their political beliefs. Using DOJ in this type of fashion is one of the reasons Richard Nixon faced impeachment. By the way, I actually heard a conservative talk show host yesterday mistakenly say Nixon was impeached. Richard Nixon was not impeached. The only 20th century president impeached is William Jefferson Clinton. And he was impeached. He was not convicted. Articles of impeachment were brought out of committee, but Nixon resigned before they could be considered by the full House and sent to the Senate for prosecution. And he obviously would have been convicted, which is why he resigned. Representative Jim Jordan, Ohio Republican, said that if the targeting hadn't been stopped, Eric Holder's politicized Justice Department would likely have been leveling trumped-up criminal charges against Tea Party groups to intimidate them from exercising their constitutional rights. That's exactly what it appears is going on here. But the media continues to peddle this notion that continues to peddle the Obama administration notion. Nothing to see here, people. Move along. Any of these scandals, the snooping on journalists, Benghazi, this, the whole snooping on journalists things. Imagine. That was another thing, by the way, they did go after Nixon for. And as I said, they believe they've held the moral high ground for 40 years because of Nixon. If there was anyone in the mainstream media that wasn't so in the tank for the liberal side, God knows what would have happened so far in the Obama administration. This is Nixonian. This is huge. That the DOJ has its DNA on this is huge. I have a few more things to say about this in 5 minutes. It's 9:20.
The Jerry Bader Show.